WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving deep into something super important, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on an emotional treadmill? You know, constantly chasing that elusive feeling of good enough? Criticizing yourself for every little slip-up? Yeah, been there, done that. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Building a solid self-compassion practice can be your secret weapon to finally break free from that endless cycle and unlock genuine emotional healing. Think of it like this. Self-compassion is like having a best friend who always has your back, even when you're being hard on yourself. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a loved one going through a tough time. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's be real for a second. Cultivating self-compassion isn't always easy, right? We live in a world that constantly pushes us to achieve, strive, and never settle. But here's the truth. True happiness and fulfillment come from within, not from external validation or achievements. So, how do we actually build this self-compassion muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, become aware of those pesky negative thoughts that constantly loop in your head. You know the ones. I'm not good enough. I always mess things up. Why can't I be more like... See. Pay attention to these thought patterns without judgment. Simply acknowledge them and recognize that they are just thoughts, not facts. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend came to you feeling down or frustrated. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and maybe even suggest a hot chocolate and a good movie. Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of kindness and support from yourself. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races when you're stressed or anxious? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply and focus on your senses. This can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and create space for self-compassion. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good things in our lives can shift our perspective and boost our sense of well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh with a friend. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up and fall back into old patterns. That's okay. Just gently acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you've messed up something big, like accidentally deleting an important file or saying the wrong thing at a crucial moment? That crushing wave of self-doubt and negativity washes over you, right? But what if, instead of spiraling into self-blame, you treated yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend in that situation? Imagine telling your friend, "Don't worry about it. Everyone makes mistakes. It doesn't define you. Let's learn from this and move on." That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Acknowledging our imperfections, offering ourselves forgiveness, and reminding ourselves that we are worthy of love and acceptance, even when we stumble. So, let's recap the key takeaways. Recognize your inner critic, treat yourself like a friend, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and be patient with yourself. Remember, Building self-compassion is an ongoing process, but it's one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to practicing self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine drains and remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are enough just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.